50, Mr. Clerk.
Item 50, file number 1577, a resolution requesting Journal Communications Incorporated to retract claims that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors is or ever was against reform of the mental health system in Milwaukee County. The Committee on Health and Human Needs reports this out without recommendation.
Okay. Item 50, Supervisor Weishaun, then Alexander.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, I'd like to move approval of the item. What you have before you is a simple resolution that directs Corporation Counsel to seek a retraction from Journal Communications, and then if that retraction is not forthcoming within a couple months, that then Corp Counsel's office would report back to us and develop a list of options, legal options, that we may entertain. It is not a suing Journal Communications, it doesn't authorize that, it's about us seeking a retraction. I think if you look at the exhibits that are along with the resolution and what you have, what I passed out in committee, what's all was dispersed, you have roughly about 28 pages that go back to 2000, and this is roughly about 140 actions that this board has taken that shows the positive impact that we've had on the mental health system. You know, I look back at my own district with, you know, when it comes to things like housing and community support services, you only have to go to 67th and Beloit, and you'll see Highland Commons. You used to have very dilapidated, an old convent that was used for housing. Milwaukee County, through the work of this board and our financing help, you know, went and created dozens of apartments there and built and spent roughly about $5 million to build a brand-new building that is positive for the residents, that's positive for the community. This is the county board that stopped then-County Executive Walker from creating a giant institution at St. Mike's and locking us into a 25-year lease. You know, we stood up multiple times and said, you know what, we want to see more services in the community, we want to see people live the highest quality life, but we want to make that transition from an institutional setting to a community setting in a responsible manner. But for some unknown reason, that hasn't been reported in the newspaper, and in fact, they've reported just the opposite. And I guess that's the point that I'm making here, is that the Journal said, no, I guess you guys won your war, you took mental health away from Milwaukee County as of April 8th, 2014. I should not open up the newspaper in January of 2015 and see stories once again bashing the county board for things that are not true. This is, I guess, the straw that breaks the camel's back. And, you know, you're not allowed to lie to the public. You know, it's one thing to have a disagreement and think that there's a different way of doing things, but you're not allowed to put false information out there. And that's what they've done over and over and over again when it comes to mental health. Like I said, right here, just in this one packet I put together that our staff worked on so hard, 140 instances over the years. You can talk, you know, then-County Executive Walker would cut millions of dollars from mental health, and they would come to people like myself or Supervisor Johnson and others to say, please put this budget amendment in to keep these targeted case management open and to put back this service and that service. Millions of dollars worth of services. Yet we're being vilified and saying for decades, we don't support improving mental health. So I just say, enough is enough. That you can't continuously lie about the actions of this county board. And I'll tell you, ever since I got on this board in 2000, for the last 15 years now, we've worked to improve mental health. And I take it as a deep insult that this newspaper keeps coming back and lying to the public about what I've done for the last 15 years. Because like I said, you only have to go right to the heart of my district, right to 67th and Beloit, and you'll see my commitment to mental health. It's that brand new multi-million dollar facility. So I would hope that we would, you know, say in these, I guess, fleeting moments of county government, that at least we had the guts to stand up and tell the big bad bear down the street there on 4th and State that, you know, we don't appreciate them lying about Milwaukee County. We've done everything we can to enhance the quality of life for our citizens, both those with mental health issues and those without. Thank you.
Thank you. Approval of item 50 is before us. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. I can't believe we're wasting time and paper on this issue. I've gone up against the Journal Sentinel before, up against our local newspaper for inaccurate reporting in the past. And do you know what happened? They wrote more stories with a lot of the same information in it. It sounds like some of us are entirely in denial about some of the realities of mental health services and its history in this county. I think this move will do nothing but further dig up a past that this board should be very glad to have behind it, and we should absolutely not approve this side act in moving forward. I think it's an embarrassment to this board. We need to let it go, and we need to move on.
Thank you. Supervisor Romo West, item 50 we are on.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As I said in committee, I am not necessarily in support of us pursuing this legally. However, I do believe that this board is owed a retraction by the Journal Sentinel. And I think that the major breakdown in communication comes when we talk about reform being the formation of the Mental Health Task Force. I personally, and it's entirely my opinion, would have liked to have seen that particular move be put on a referendum so that the people that I represent, the people whose taxpayer dollars I spend or we spend in mental health, would have had a voice and would have been able to say, you know what, yes, I do think that we need a mental health board. So that's where the breakdown comes from. It's not, as my colleague from the 16th District has stated, we have documentation in front of us, and in fact they did a press release over a year ago citing these 140 instances of things that the BHD administrators have come forward and said, these are things that we need in order to make Milwaukee County mental health better. And this board has always said, yes, 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 yes. The list of things that this board has not given to BHD in order to improve mental health in Milwaukee County is abysmal. They can't provide us with a listing, or they can't provide us even with an incident where they came to us and said, this is what we need in order to make mental health work in Milwaukee County, and had this board say no. The only incidents I can remember is when we were discussing St. Mike's. And again, some people thought that was a good move, some people thought it was a bad move. I was in support of that move. My colleagues disagreed with me, and now here we are today, and I guess I would have to admit that, you know what, maybe that was a good thing for Milwaukee County, seeing as how the current administration, you know, is really downsizing our function there. So the end goal is the same. This county board, I have never sat here on this county board floor and had any of my colleagues get up and say, I believe people with mental illness should be locked up in an institution regardless of whether or not they could have a good quality of life and live safely in the community. Never. I've never heard any of you say that. I don't believe that anybody on this board believes that. I believe that everyone on this board shares the theory that anybody who can should live in the community if we can do that safely. Not only for the person that we're transitioning to the community, but for the community as well. So there is no disagreement as to what mental health should look like in Milwaukee County. The disagreement came in how we get there. This board tended to believe that doing it well versus doing it quickly was the route that we should take. The administration disagreed. They went to Madison. They found like-minded people who thought that we also should hurry up and get this done, and maybe kind of irregardless as to the people that it affects, do what needs to be done in order to close these facilities and close these units and get these people out into the community. That's where the disconnect happened. It's not that there is a philosophical disagreement as to whether or not people should or should not live in the community. It's how we get there. And so this board was taken out of that conversation because we wanted to make sure that, as we always have been, that we are the safety net for the people that we are sworn to serve and protect. And so now that we've got this mental health board, we do see a little bit of backpedaling going on here. We do see waits in the circle drive that this board eliminated. Now they're back. There's an increase in staff injuries. There's an increase in patient injuries. In fact, next month I'll be bringing forth an audit so that we can take a look at those things, because, you know, there are still things going on that this board was battling, although we've been taken completely out of the loop. And that tells me that it wasn't this county board's philosophy on mental health that was the issue in Milwaukee County, that it was other things that were the issue for mental health here in Milwaukee County, and those things remain an issue. And so, again, do I want to spend a lot of time pursuing this legally? No, I don't. But do I think that a retraction is due? Yes, I do. I think that the facts should be out. In fact, just this morning, or maybe yesterday, I'm sorry, I didn't take a look at the date, you know, there was a blogger from the Journal Sentinel who is now attacking my colleague from the 6th District, again, regarding, or 16th District, again, regarding the Mental Health Board and his opposition to the creation of the Mental Health Board, and saying, well, there you go, there's your circumstance, there's your smoking gun. He doesn't support reforming mental health. And again, I don't know if we did a poll right now of how many people on this board think that the creation of that mental health board actually equals reform, whether or not we would come to an understanding. But I'm going to guess that we probably wouldn't. And so if BHD, if the legislators in Madison, if somebody from the Journal Sentinel can give me a list or give me an explanation as to why they believe that we have been obstructionary when it comes to mental health in Milwaukee County, I would love to see that. I would love to see that. Because if they can't, again, my colleague's done an excellent job of providing 140 instances where we have. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Borkowski?
Well, first of all, I totally respect the passion of my colleagues, and I know that, nobody likes to read inaccuracies, nobody likes to hear inaccuracies, especially if you're so close to it, because you're living and breathing it. But asking for a retraction is like spitting in the wind, and I said spitting, not some other action, because... let's face it, the newspaper buys ink by the barrel. Talk radio has 3 hours of airtime. Television, they have 500 news shows. You can't compete. And we've also seen that what sells is negativity. What sells is scapegoating. What sells are villains and bad people and that kind of stuff. And for the longest time, whether we like it or not, the Milwaukee County Board, we've been the villain. And we will continue to be the villain, at least through this term, until supposedly Act 14 and the new legislation is going to make county government so pure and everything. I guess all I can simply say to my colleagues is consider the sources, all right? Let's look at the readership of the newspaper. Let's look at the viewership of television or the listenerships of the radios, okay? How many people are actually listening? We all have town hall meetings, and I can't tell you how many times I've been asked or whatever, and I'm able to set the record straight. So, unfortunately, it's the job that we signed up for, and so they get to sell some papers on whatever, que sera, but retraction's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I can't help myself.
Okay, that's all right.
I wasn't going to talk about this, but given the passions I've been hearing, you know, I don't think much is gained by asking for a retraction. I don't think we need to kick the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel when its circulation is down. It's down for a good reason, and that reason has much to do with the fact that it has a very curious editorial view that does not represent my district, certainly, but I think fails to represent the interests across the board, unless, of course, you're talking about the business interest, in which case they're well represented. But I think the idea is instead to believe in competition. I have read more accurate information about our proceedings here in the Shepherd Express than I have read ever in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I have great respect for the reporters working there, particularly Lisa Kaiser. I mean, she's thorough. She's a terrific reporter. Now, if there was a way that I could subscribe to the Shepherd, I would. And perhaps what we ought to be doing is encouraging them to think about going to maybe 2 days a week on a subscription basis, because it's the lack of competition in this town that is driving things down to the point that they have already reached. It is a nadir, not a zenith, and I think we all know it. And I fear in the long term that we simply will not have a newspaper here. I admit that I choke when I read the Journal Sentinel, and I disagree with it so often, and its editorial policies particularly. Don, I hope you're not offended by any of this. but they assume these attitudes, and in the last couple of weeks, I can think of instance after instance where I've read their editorials, and they don't hold water. They don't square with facts. And O'Donnell is one great example of that, incidentally. So I think that we ought to, some of us ought to launch an effort and talk to the Shepherd about what possibilities might be at hand for creating a more viable competition than we have currently.
Thank you, Supervisor Broderick. Would anyone else like to speak? Supervisor Haas, as a reminder, we're on item 50, Health and Human Needs Committee. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As a former newspaper guy, I got to say something on this, too. I really don't like to belabor this, because I looked at the resolution, and I see it asks Corp Counsel to report back to us. Sorry, was libel committed?
Was libel, that's your question for Corporation Counsel?
No, Madam Chair. I'm just... Okay. I don't perceive that libel, a serious libelous offense was committed here. Take that as you will, Madam Chair, but I just, please just vote no on this. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Haas. Supervisor Taylor?
I'm just going to pipe in quickly here. Supervisor Borkowski said it best, that the press, talk radio, or the bloggers, they focus on the negative. I mean, when I ran for this job, I didn't realize we were in the paper every single day. I didn't realize we were talked about on talk radio every single day. And being down here and serving with all of you, and what I read in the paper and what I hear talk radio spewing, it's two different stories. They really twist the facts because it's what sells. I'm sure we had a vote right before lunch that's going to be talked about in great length without looking at the facts. And you can put out press releases trying to explain how you vote on things, it doesn't matter, because they want sound bites. They want something that sells. They want to get people's attention. They want salacious. That's what it's about. So I understand the passion of the supervisor of the 16th, and you know, I know all the work that's been done down here, but you can't compete against that. I mean, they have unlimited time on the air. They can spend hours, day after day after day, pounding, and they've done it to this body. And there's going to be no miracle come April of next year. The business still has to be done. The disagreements that take place in this room will continue to happen because you represent such different districts. So I'm sorry, but I have to vote against this. Not that I don't share your frustrations.
Thank you. Supervisor Weishaupt?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I see this vote today. It's more about whether or not you have any, personal courage to stand up. I find it interesting how people are just willing to cave in to something that is so false, that, oh, we can't do nothing about it. Wow, that is quite, I'm sure that is exactly the same speech that you gave all your constituents as you asked them for your vote. Send me down to the courthouse because I can't do anything about anything, and I will just be a shrinking violet. You told your constituents that you would come down here and you would fight for what was right for the citizens of Milwaukee County. Now, do I have any illusions that the Journal Communications will actually, have an ounce of integrity and admit when they're wrong? No, of course not. But at least I will have the satisfaction of saying, I did the right thing, I stood up, and you know what? I've been taking the slings and arrows down here for quite a long time and have plenty of battle scars, all right? And you know what? That is just the way it is. But you know what? I'm not going to back down from them. I don't care how much ink they buy, all right? Because the way they're going, they're buying less and less every day. So, you know what? I would rather stand up and say, you know what? We deserve a retraction than sit here and wallow and say, oh, we can't do nothing about it. So, to my colleagues, find a spine. You can stand up. Don't worry. Because they're still going to crucify you tomorrow. And we'll get right back up and we'll get to do it all over again. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak on item 50, Health and Human Needs Committee? Item 50 is before us. Adoption has been moved. We spoke on the adoption. Let's call the roll on item 50.
Question is adoption. Supervisors Alexander.
No.
Borkowski.
No.
Broderick.
No.
Haas.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
No.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Mayo. Supervisor Mayo. Rainey.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Schmidt.
No.
Staskunas.
No.
Taylor.
No.
Weddle.
Aye.
Weishaupt.
Aye.
Madam Chairwoman.
No. Six ayes, 10 noes. Item 50 has failed.